Tuesday morning. It is the 7th day of October. Hope all is well with you. Today is You Matter to Me Day.
Aww.
It's also Taco Day.
Yeah, that's the real celebration.
Tacos, you matter to me. Good morning, we're Joe and John. Three things you need to know this morning. Another piece of Atlantic City's skyline is changing. The Club Wyndham Skyline Tower on North Carolina Avenue in Atlantic City will be closing at year's end. The building will be put up for sale. The Timeshare Properties Homeowners Association plans to sell the tower, which sits one block from the boardwalk.
Appointments for real ID license are being offered at two clinics in Egg Harbor Township this fall. The New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission has scheduled real ID clinics at the 2nd District Legislator's Office on Hingston Avenue in Egg Harbor Township on October 22nd and November 18th. Appointments can be made by calling the 2nd District Legislator's Office.
Here's what the kids are doing now, thanks to TikTok. Peeing in public.
Ew.
In a letter to parents from district officials yesterday, Barnegat High School Principal Patrick McGee said people have been filming themselves urinating on school grounds and posting it online. He warns anyone caught engaging in such an act will face suspension and possible prosecution.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly cloudy, high of 79.
At 3107.3. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. We've got cash today with Cash Cow. 10 chances to win $1,000. First chance will be at 8:20 this morning, thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy. Right now, though, it's time for Jana's fangirl update.
And it's Tim McGraw who's giving us all the feels this morning. He just celebrated 29 years with Faith Hill. He posted a sweet throwback of them from a very long time ago. They're both in their late 20s, early 30s, maybe. Definitely what it looked like. He called her his complete soulmate. Oh, that's so cute. And he reflected on their life together, raising their three daughters. They're still going strong. It's all up to them now. Don't let the love die, kids. We've got Tim's anniversary shout out to Faith and that pic. Oh, my goodness. Up now at catcountry1073.com. I wonder where he dug that out of. Jason Aldean traded the stage for the school book fair this week, and it was pretty funny to watch. His wife, Brittany, posted some hilarious pictures of him manning the register. She joked, not me signing us up to work to book fair. That's great. Jason actually, truthfully, looks right at home helping out. See, even the stars have to do PTA duty sometimes. You can take a look at Aldean on register duty right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. It's so cute. The Jana's fangirl update on Cat Country 107.3.
Joe and Jana. Uh-oh, the Philadelphia Phillies lost again last night following the Dodgers.
This is not a good week for Philly sports fans.
In the game at Citizens Bank Park, the Phillies fell to the Dodgers 4-3. Now they're now on the brink of elimination. It's a best-of-five series. Phillies down 2-0.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Game 3 is tomorrow in Los Angeles. And Monday Night Football, Kansas City Chiefs lost. Good morning, we're Joe and Jana. Our Joe and Jana question of the day today. Coming up at 7:20, we'll have some of the best answers we've gotten so far to this question. What celebrity should you be best friends with and why?
Oh, that's a good one.
They're just like you. 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. If you'll turn your attention to the Cat Country 107.3 Facebook page, I've just shared a photo of who should be my best friend, Taylor Swift, because her and I apparently eat spaghetti the exact same way. You'll find a photo of Taylor Swift eating spaghetti and... Number one for new country, Cat Country 107.3. It's Joe and Jana. Dr. Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Roger lives in Northfield. He sent us today's joke. Thank you, Roger.
All right, Roger. Thank you.
Man jumps the fence into a tiger enclosure saying God would protect him. He's quickly eaten by the tiger and finds himself at the pearly gates before God. Why did you not protect me from the tiger, God? Or the man asked God. God says, I tried to. What the heck do you think the fence was? It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. We've got money today. $1,000 up for grabs with Cash Cow. 10 chances to win. First chance at 8:20 this morning right here on Cat Country. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
Where are we going?
India. Two people, a man and a woman, arrested after neighbors complained they were playing adult movies with the volume turned up too loudly. After they were taken away by police, one neighbor complained that now that the movie was stopped, he didn't know how the story was going to end. One problem with adult movies, by the way, is that they give you an unrealistic view of just how fast a plumber can arrive at your home after... It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. This is the home of Cash Cow. 10 chances today to win $1,000. First chance will be at 8:20 this morning. And coming up at 7:20, our Joe and John are question of the day. We have some good answers on this already. We'd love to hear from you. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Here's the question. What celebrity should you be best friends with? I mean, you're so much alike. Tell us who the celebrity is and why you should be best friends. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Good morning. We're Joe and John. Things you need to know this morning. Another piece of Atlantic City's skyline is changing. The Club Wyndham Skyline Tower on North Carolina Avenue in Atlantic City will be closing at year's end. The building will be put up for sale. The Timeshare Properties Homeowners Association plans to sell the tower, which sits one block from the boardwalk.
Appointments for real ID license are being offered at two clinics in Egg Harbor Township this fall. The New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission has scheduled real ID clinics at the 2nd District Legislator's Office on Hingston Avenue in Egg Harbor Township on October 22nd and November 18th. Appointments can be made by calling the 2nd District Legislator's Office.
Here's what the kids are doing now, thanks to TikTok. Peeing in public.
Ew.
In a letter to parents from district officials yesterday, Barnegat High School Principal Patrick McGee said people have been filming themselves urinating on school grounds and posting it online. He warns anyone caught engaging in such an act will face suspension and possible prosecution.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly cloudy, high of
107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country morning birthday shout out start right now.
Let's do it.
Happy birthday. I hope I pronounced this right. John Exodactylus of Atlantic City. He's 49.
That's the coolest last name ever. It sounds like a dinosaur. It does. You have an Exodactylus? That's so
Alberta
cool.
Alberta Garrison of Irma is 71 today. Our friend Sarah Ross from the Hamilton area, now singing in Nashville. She's 31.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Jessica Newfield of Wildwood is the big 5-0 today. Happy birthday, Jessica. Happy birthday to Lion and Lennox Denham.
That's cool.
Lion and Lennox are each 9.
You guys have really cool names.
Sherry Kowalski of Claremont is 74 today. Javon Rogers of Tuckerton is 48. That's it. If we missed you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Jessica Newfield of Wildwood. Fifth morning, we're Joe and Jana. It's Cat Country 107.3. We have a question of the day today. The Joe and Jana question of the day today. If you could be friends with any celebrity because you're alike, what celebrity would you be friends with? 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. And Jana, the world is waiting, wanting to know who you would be friends with if you could be friends with anybody because you're so alike.
Because we're so alike?
Or would jive well together.
Or
anything like that.
Probably Theo Vaughn.
I don't know who that is. No one knows who that is, Jana. Why don't you pick somebody who people know who it is?
He's a comedian, a celebrity. He talks.
So saying somebody's a celebrity doesn't make them a celebrity. I've never heard of this person.
Theo Vaughn.
You can't just make things up.
That's not, I'm not making him up. I would say Theo Vaughn.
He's not a well-known celebrity. Theo Vaughn.
Yeah. V-O-N-N.
I don't know who that, I've never seen this person in my life,
yeah,
Jana.
Yeah, he's so funny.
I've never seen this person in my life.
He's so funny.
It doesn't.
If I had to pick somebody else.
That people have heard of, yes. Raise your hand if you've never heard of Theo Vaughn. See, look at all the hands go up everywhere. There's a hand out of a car window.
That sounds like a you problem.
No one knows who this person is.
It sounds like a you problem.
It's not a you problem. It's an everyone problem because no one listening knows who this is, Jana.
That's sorry, it's not just mainstream in my world. He is pretty mainstream though.
No, he's not. We don't know who he is.
I'm not allowed to say what the reason for that is, but I'm just going to.
It doesn't matter. We don't know who it is, so it doesn't. We wouldn't understand.
Then nobody, because okay. I don't think there's any celebrity that remembers what it's like to be a normal person.
Lori from Maze Landing understands the assignment. Lori says Jason Kelsey, he's down to earth, fun, and definitely would be somebody you'd want in your backyard at a barbecue.
Sure, I'll choose Kylie Kelsey then. That works too. Kylie Kelsey.
Okay, Jana.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know why it's so crazy. You always make me have to be so nuts.
Because you're making people up.
No, I'm not. Theo Vaughn's a real person.
He's not. No one knows who he is.
You literally just said I made him up.
You might as well have.
Oh, okay.
Steve from Ocean City. Luke Bryan. He says, I feel we'd laugh the whole time and end up fishing.
That's fun.
That's good. That's good. Here's one on Facebook. Jennifer says Adam Sandler.
Oh, cool.
She says because he's a hot mess and he's got all of his blank together. Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Our question of the day today, if you could be friends with any celebrity, who would you be friends with? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Danielle says Keanu Reeves. Cheryl says Jane Seymour, actress. She's very down-to-earth, friendly, and real. She said, I met her several years ago.
Who's that?
Jane Seymour. She's an actress.
I have to look her up. Jane.
Well, she's probably right next to...
Jane Seymour. Oh, is she a model?
She's an actress.
Who Dr. Did... Quinn, medicine woman.
That would make her an actress.
I didn't know. She looked
and
like
of course, you
a
said,
model.
You said... What was the, well, who did you say for yours? You made up somebody?
Yeah.
What was totally the person's name?
Theo Vaughn. Totally made him
that
up. He's not real.
Theo from The Cosby Show.
No.
And Vince Vaughn, the actor.
No, it's not even spelled like that. Vaughn is V-O-N. It's not even
V-O-N?
Like yeah. That's how he's supposed
to one has the last name spelled V-O-N.
Yeah, he does.
You're just making stuff up now.
No, I'm not. Why do you think I'm making him up?
Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, I know who Theo is.
Thank you.
Who is he?
And I'm a 55-year-old lady.
Thank you.
Who is he? What's he been in? What's he done?
He's a podcaster with a mullet, and he's really funny, and he's cute.
And he's a comedian. He goes on tour.
Oh, this call will be recorded.
What?
He's
okay,
great.
I just wanted to have John is back. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Why is she recording our phone calls? That's my
Sometimes
job.
Sometimes you hit the button and it just happens sometimes.
So
it's not on purpose.
This guy who should be your friend, what's his name? Because I keep forgetting. I'm sorry.
I'm not even telling you anymore.
Theo Vaughn.
You're annoying
Theo
me.
Vaughn. V-O-N.
It's Listen, you speak how you speak for whatever reason.
Well, maybe you are friends with this person already.
Theo Vaughn.
For all I
he
know.
He says, well.
He's a podcaster
all
with
you
a
can
mullet.
Do, all you can do is pray for him.
Why is he famous?
Morgan Wallen wants to be.
Why is he famous? Because he's a podcast to 10 minutes. In the meantime, the Joe and Jana question of the day today. What celebrity could you be friends with? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. I could be friends with Tiger Woods and Mike Trout just so I could play golf at their new golf course.
Yeah. It's taking shape. It looks good.
Aaron from Atlantic City says, if I could be friends with any celebrity, hands down, it would be Kenny Chesney. She says, the man is living the best life ever.
Yeah, he's always on some beach somewhere.
Maria from Atlantic City, she writes Oprah. Not for the gifts, okay, maybe for the gifts, but also because she gives good advice.
Yeah.
You need to be friends with somebody who has good advice?
For sure.
Jess from Summers Point, Reese Witherspoon. I feel like we drink, wine, gossip, and start a book club that never actually reads books.
No, you just gal-gab all day.
I'm in love with Reese Witherspoon. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air, brought to you by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. Our phone number is 609-383-1073, or you can hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Prize today, $50 gift certificate to one of our favorite places in Atlantic City. It's called the Birdcage.
Ooh, very nice.
Bar and restaurant, delicious gluten-free food, killer cocktails, unforgettable vibes, brunch to dinner to late night cravings. There's even late night dancing going on there.
Yeah,
it's Birdcage in Atlantic City. Birdcage.com to find out more. You got a $50 gift certificate when you win this morning. Here's the question. One half of Americans say this is part of a perfect date night.
Sure.
This is part of a perfect date night. You want to tell us what your answer would be?
Yeah, mine would be peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet. So you wouldn't talk the entire time.
Maybe not the entire time, but I would turn off for sure. I would turn off a little bit.
Where's that button? 609.
That's so mean.
383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Now, and that's a date where I already know, like, we're already in a relationship.
One half of Americans say this is part of a perfect date night. Led the coop. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Trivia is on the air at stake. $50 gift certificate to the Birdcage Bar and Restaurant in Atlantic City. One half of Americans say this is part of a perfect date night. One half of Americans, this is part of a perfect date night. Hi, Cat Country.
A good night kiss.
That's what I would have thought, but that's not right. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Is it laughter?
No, that's very good, but that's not it. Thank
you. It should be in there, but. Oh.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Going out to eat.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What do you got?
Having your cell phone put away.
That's very good,
that's
but that's not
it. That's a good
one. Thank you.
For sure.
That'll never happen. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
The promise of a second date.
No, that's not it. Thank you. One half of Americans say this is part of a perfect date night. Hi, Cat Country.
Is it no drama?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
You would think.
I hope so. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Cuddling.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Thanks.
But give me your number. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it dancing?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Well, 50% dancing, that would be all the women and 0%
that's
of the men.
That's true. Yes.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
The goodnight kiss.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Good manners.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. What do you got?
Would it be staying indoors?
No, that's
staying
not it.
Staying at home?
That's not it. Thank you.
That's mine.
609-383-1073 or the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Half of Americans say this is part of a perfect date night. I think, Jana, I'm just guessing here, I think this answer is more relatable for people of my generation than your generation.
Oh, wow.
If that makes
okay.
sense.
Not where I thought you were going with that. All
half
right.
of Americans say this is poor Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia continues. Still trying to find an answer. Just going to take a few more answers here before we give it to you if you have to. $50 gift certificate to Birdcage up for grabs. One half of Americans say this is part of a perfect date night. And I did give the clue that I think, Jana, it's more pertinent to my generation rather than yours, if that makes any sense.
Throws me all the way off.
Let's go. Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it not getting home too late?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Yes, my dates, I got to end these early. I got to get home. I got to get up in the morning.
Right, if you're having a good time, I'm with you on that one.
Honey, yeah. I'd be out and then just drive right to work.
Right.
Hi, Cat Country, what's your answer?
How about good conversation?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
That would be good, too.
Hi, Cat Country. What do you got?
Having a lot of things in common when you're talking.
No, that's not it. Thanks. Good morning, Cat Country.
Is it watching a movie?
It's as simple as that. That's right. You're a winner.
Oh, that's great.
What's your name?
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer, where are you from?
From Linwood.
Jennifer, we've got a $50 gift certificate to the Birdcage in Atlantic City for you. Congratulations.
Congrats, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Movies. Do kids go on movie dates anymore?
I think like younger ones.
Mm. So when I was in high school.
Like little, like
college,
preteens.
Like every date included same thing. Movie.
Ice cream.
Wrestling in my car.
Right.
Threats of violence from her father or older brother.
Right.
All the same.
City Electric.
Good morning. We're Joe and John. No, this morning, another piece of Atlantic City's skyline is changing. The Club Wyndham Skyline Tower on North Carolina Avenue in Atlantic City will be closing at year's end. The building will be put up for sale. The Timeshare Properties Homeowners Association plans to sell the tower, which sits one block from the boardwalk.
Appointments for real ID license are being offered at two clinics in Egg Harbor Township this fall. The New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission has scheduled real ID clinics at the 2nd District Legislator's Office on Hingston Avenue in Egg Harbor Township on October 22nd and November 18th. Appointments can be made by calling the 2nd District Legislator's Office.
Here's what the kids are doing now, thanks to TikTok. Peeing in public.
Ew.
In a letter to parents from district officials yesterday, Barnegat High School Principal Patrick McGee said people have been filming themselves urinating on school grounds and posting it online. He warns anyone caught engaging in such an act will face suspension and possible prosecution.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly cloudy, high of 79.
Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and John. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, okay, people, the word spooktacular, for the love of God, just stop using it.
Oh, I think it's so cute.
Stop making up words. Number two, I hate it when you go to a restaurant once and then they bombard you with emails for months afterward.
Correct.
Where are our forks? Please return our forks. We've got you on camera stealing our forks. It's so excessive.
That's funny.
Two, my birthstone is a chunk of sharp cheddar cheese. Number four.
Nice.
Number four, me. Wow, everyone here looks so relaxed. Him. Ma'am, this is a funeral home.
That's
we're Joe hysterical. And Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. really banking on this supermoon to solve all my life's current... Backcountry 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Moo, it's cash cow time. $1,000 on the line today.
That'll cover at least almost all of your kids' brand new iPhone for Christmas that you should probably get now so that it's here by Christmas.
Cash cow is made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Here's what's going to happen today. 10 times today between now and 5:20 p.m. at about 20 minutes past every hour while you work, we're going to give you a code. You're going to take that code to the Cat Country 107.3 app. You're going to hit the button that says win cash, and you're going to type in your code. Your first code of the day.
Here we go.
699.
699. That's the code that you need. It's the win cash button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. 699.
Improve your chances. Get as many. If you missed the 820 code, never fear. 9 more codes coming away today on Cash Cow. $1,000 up for grabs. Your next chance is at 9:20. And don't forget, Thursday, make sure you're here, because Thursday, the $1,000 prize turns into $10,000.
Jacked and stacked for your Thursday.
We want to visit our Joe and Jana question of the day today. We have a lot of great answers this morning. If you could be friends with one celebrity, who would it be and why? 609-383-1073, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. From our app, Tammy in Egg Harbor Township says, I think my husband and I would love to have Eric Church as a bestie. Love his music, and hanging by the fire pit while he tries to write songs would be sweet.
That would be awesome, for sure. I actually thought of somebody else, too.
Okay.
Theo Vaughn, yes.
I've never heard of that person, ever.
But also, Danny DeVito.
You'd be friends with Danny DeVito.
Yeah, because like he would be like the grandpa that I wish I had.
You think he'd be tolerant of you?
And I think he'd love it. I think he'd love me. Awesome. I do. He did. So do you remember that movie Matilda? You would. Like your kids, they watched it when they were young. I don't remember. Matilda. So he like directed it. He also was, he also took responsibility for the lead actress in that movie when her mom was like battling cancer, I think, or something. And so
a wonderful story so far.
I'm saying he's a really good guy. And I just feel like he's funny. And Rhea Perlman's his wife. And like, that would just be really great.
You think he'd like to hang around with you?
I don't know. I'd love to hang around with him, though.
All right.
For sure.
You can go to Jersey Mike Subs together.
Yeah, I would.
Bonnie from Egg Harbor Township. I would totally be friends with Sebastian Maniscalco.
The comedian? Yeah.
She says he's hilarious.
I agree. That's a good one, too.
I think his accent would get on my nerves after.